welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with ADARE and Guthrie County Emergency Management Deputy Coordinator Jeremy Cooper about National Preparedness Month. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'd like to learn a little bit about yourself, what your background was before being hired as the Emergency Management Deputy Coordinator.
Well, so I was on the commission, served as a representative for the city of Bagley for several years. And then in 08, I served as the president of the commission up until about 2017, when we joined the ADARE and Guthrie Commission together. And then I stepped down from being the president and just still represented Bagley on the commission. And then I still represented the city of Bagley up until July this year when I took the deputy coordinator position, and then a conflict of interest, and so I couldn't serve as a representative anymore. So, and I have 18 years of fire service volunteer. I volunteer in Bagley for the last 18 years.
And just kind of given my knowledge of how those commissions work, do you also serve the city of Bagley, like on the city council or anything?
I am not an elected official. I was appointed by the mayor as the representative, so.
And so what are your responsibilities as deputy coordinator?
Well, obviously, I assist Bob with the two counties. It gets tough when we got severe weather moving in. He might cover ADARE County, and I might cover Guthrie County, or vice versa. And sometimes we end up in the same area, too, depending on what's happening. If it's focusing more in a narrow area of ADARE County, he might cover Greenfield, and I might cover Bridgewater or Fontenelle or something, so.
What drew you to being on the commission and working in emergency management? What do you enjoy about it?
I'm a public servant. I enjoy volunteering. Again, you know, I've been a volunteer firefighter for 18 years. I volunteer in a lot of other organizations. I'm a leader in our Cub Scout and Boy Scout local troop and pack. And I like serving the people.
The weather spotting aspect of it, what's that like for you doing that with Bob?
You know, I've done that for years, and we've always, even as a volunteer firefighter, we go out and storm watch to help protect our citizens of our community. So now I do it on a little bit broader scale because I can be from Bagley to Orient in a matter of no time. But I really enjoy that. It gets a little dangerous sometimes, especially at night when you can't hardly see and you're watching between lightning strikes. So
I think moving on to National Preparedness Month being this September, what is the purpose of National Preparedness Month?
Well, so a little bit of background history. National Preparedness Month was established 15 years ago in 2004. It was in the wake of 9/11. The government decided that they needed to do something to help better prepare everybody for the terrorist attacks or the natural disasters that happen. In September of every year, in remembrance of 9/11, and also that's kind of the start of the hurricane season, too, from the Atlantic. So that's why they chose September. And it's just to encourage the American people to take steps to prepare themselves for these emergencies.
And so each week of the month focuses on a different topic. What does the first week of the month focus on?
It's Save Early for Disasters. So your biggest thing that you can do to save for a disaster is insurance, insuring your property. The best thing to do is sit down, and maybe September is a good time to do it while you're thinking about it in emergency preparedness, but sit down, do an inventory of your belongings, and that can be taking pictures, even videos, because when a disaster strikes, those videos, those pictures, everything you wrote down, the serial numbers, all that information is good, and it might speed up the claim process with your insurance, too. And it shows the proof, then, of what you have. As far as insurance, too, a lot of people, I think the statistics are like half of the American population don't have the proper insurance coverage, which is astonishing. But more importantly, renters. A lot of renters don't have insurance, and they don't think about it. They think, oh, I got a landlord that's insuring this property. Well, the landlord's insurance don't necessarily cover their belongings. So renter's insurance is relatively cheap, and you can get that done for pennies to the dollar of what you own.
And for week two, the focus is making a plan. What could that mean?
Well, there are several natural or man-made disasters that happen that can affect us locally. You just got to sit down, make a plan with your family, even your businesses, your schools, and know what that plan is, whether it's a tornado or it's going to be a fire or a terrorist attack of some sort. But have those discussions, have a plan established. You got to know where you're going to go, and sometimes you're not going to be together. And that's the other thing, too, is if you're not at home with your kids or your spouse and there was a tornado or something that happened, you want to know that where you're going to be able to find people when you come back. And ask the serious questions of what you're going to do and where you're going to find each other. What if there's an evacuation order? What if Guthrie Center is supposed to be evacuated? Have a plan outside of your community where you're going to meet too. So think a little bit larger scale, not just in your house. Think of outside the box a little bit too with those. Have an emergency supply kit. So your supply kit should have at least 3 days worth of food and water. And you need a gallon of water per day per person. So you can add up water pretty quick, but you need to have that in your house set aside just in case. And some other personal things too. Whether you have medications or whatnot, you need to have that in that kit also. And replenish that stuff and go through it every 6 months or so. And you also need to be ready for alerts. So sign up for alerts for natural disasters or any kind of emergency locally in your area. And there's Alert Iowa. It's free. You can get on our Facebook page. You can call our office even, and we'll do it right there for you and go through the information. It's free. You don't have to do anything else but sign up, have your number, email, whatever. You can text, voice, and whatever disasters strike in that area where you live, you'll be notified for.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with ADARE and Guthrie County Emergency Management Deputy Coordinator Jeremy Cooper about National Preparedness Month. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.